Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one.
Pop it, pop it, pop it.
That's for
paper
you,
Jay. Poppers. Buckle up.
Yes.
Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
All right, here we go. Subject, my man lies like a rug. Dear Stephen Shirley, my child's father is a habitual liar. We've been dating for 3 years and he has lied to me almost about the most stupid stuff. We have almost been evicted because he lied about paying our rent. After I had our son, he told me he bought a ring and was going to propose, but he got in a financial bind and had to return the ring to pay off some debt. He has taken money out of our son's bank account for petty things that he needs, and then he lies about it and says it was for bank fees or something else. Over the years, his lies have gotten worse. I just recently found out that he lied to me about being in a coma for 6 months so he wouldn't have to pay his credit card bills. What? His creditors started sending bills to our house, and I had to get involved to help him straighten it all out so he wouldn't get into legal trouble. What kind of person lies about something like that? I have asked him to let me handle our finances to make sure that we are up to date with our rent and all of our utilities. But he says, as man of the house, he's taking care of it. Despite the lies, we click on every level. And we have a great relationship. He's a great dad, too. But I don't want his lying to rub off on my son. If I end up marrying him, I will forever doubt that he is on the up and up with me. How can I get him to come clean on the lies? I don't think he can control it at this point. I love him, but I wonder if he's lying when he says he loves me and wants to be a family. Stephen Shirley, do you have any advice for me?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, you know what? I wouldn't believe a word he says about anything. I just wouldn't. I mean, how could you at this point with his track record? I mean, and it's not stupid stuff, like you say. I mean, this is pretty serious stuff. I mean, lying about the rent, lying about the ring and the proposal, and lying about being in a coma for 6 months? That doesn't even make sense. I mean, who does that? I just don't think this stuff is stupid or petty, and I think you should look at it from a very serious angle. I mean, that's the kind of stuff that can get you messed up out here, lying about stuff like this. Listen, if you're considering marrying this man, I got to ask you why, because it's just going to be more of the same. More lies, and then some more lies on top of that. He can't tell the truth. He has a problem with it. I mean, since day one, he's been doing that. And yeah, you have a right to not want your son to be around all this lying and stuff. I don't think he's going to change. I mean, the other mistake he's making is saying that he's the man of the house, so he's taking care of it. Just because he's the man of the house, who made him a financial whiz and stuff like that? That doesn't mean that just because you're the man, he's not taking care of anything. The problem is his ego won't allow you, who are obviously better with money, handle the finances. I mean, that's a problem, too. I think this is always going to be a problem in your relationship unless he gives in and allows you to take over. And it doesn't look like that is going to happen. Steve?
Well, my man lied like a rug. This is a great letter for me because I've had to lie on more than a few thousand occasions.
Come on, boy.
And so let me take you through what he's doing. You say y'all been dating 3 years. He's a habitual liar. You say he lied about stupid stuff. Now, y'all done almost got evicted because he lied about paying the rent. Well, the reason he lied about paying the rent was because he thought he was going to get the rent back and go down there and pay it while he still went shopping and bought these drugs. Because when you lie like this, these drugs. Then y'all had the baby. He bought a ring. Then he said he ran into some financial difficulties. He had to take the ring back down there. You never saw this ring. This ring never got bought. Drug addicts don't have ring money.
What?
Drug addicts ain't got no money for no damn ring. That's why you ain't seen that. Then you said he took money out your son's account. Now, y'all only been together 3 years. What, your baby got a piggy bank? Nobody breaks in the child's bank except somebody on drugs. Then he called all his creditors and told them he wasn't going to be able to pay them for 6 months because I'm going to be in a coma.
That is
all he said. The reason I ain't paid y'all in 6 months is because I was in a coma. Either way, that's a junky ass statement. I was in a coma. He lied all the time. He says he's the man of the house. He might be lying about that.
Oh.
he may very well be a girl. You could have actually married another woman because he done lied about everything else. And when we come back, I will do a live reenactment because I can promise you your baby gonna be a liar. So when we come back,
we're here for it, Steve.
Baby lies next.
We'll have part two of Steve's response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, my man lies like a rug. We'll be back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, come on. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter subject, my man lies like a rug.
He lied about everything. They damn near got evicted because he said he paid the rent. He ain't paid the rent. He lied about that. They got put out. Then y'all been dating 3 years. After you had the baby, he bought a ring for you, said he was going to propose. Then he told you had to take the ring back because we got in some financial difficulties. He never had no ring. Then he done stole all the little baby money. That's a straight crackhead move when you're breaking in piggy banks. Then he told his creditors he can't pay for 6 months because either he was in a coma for 6 months or he about to be in one for 6 months. Either one is a great lie. That's a great lie. I've never used that coma. I've come close. I told a girl
I
fell out.
Don't put it in your lying arsenal.
No, I told a girl one time I fainted. I fell out.
That's close. That's pretty darn close. If it wasn't for
then the biggest lie he told you is he the man of the house. That might not be true. We need to look into that. Then you said in your letter, one of your biggest fears is that your baby will pick up his habit and become a liar too. Well, I believe he's on his way. I think your baby is already going to be a liar. And here to prove it, Shirley, you've
yes,
been a
Steve.
Mother. I'm your baby.
I have. I'm still a mother.
That's what I said. You know, you've been a mother, meaning for, you know, for some time. So here's the deal.
No.
I'm your child. You can ask me any level of childhood question, baby questions. Let's make it baby questions. You're talking to a baby. I'm somewhere between 3 and 5 years old, and I'm going to show you how babies lie. Anything, it don't matter.
Like babies. Oh, hi, honey. What's that you're watching? What movie is that you're watching?
I'm not watching a movie.
But you are. It's on Hulu right now. I see the movie.
Mm-hmm, but I'm not up there, though.
Oh, okay. Well, did you like the toy I bought you? Wasn't it cute? Did you like it?
I would have liked it, but my friend stole it.
But I just saw you playing with it a few minutes ago before you put the movie on.
And you didn't see him come in here and steal it?
No, baby, I didn't. Let's see. What do you want for lunch? You told me you wanted a sandwich and some chips. You still want that?
Mm-hmm. But not today, though.
Well, oh, okay.
I just want some Doritos.
Oh, okay. Doritos. Okay. I thought you wanted potato chips. You want Doritos. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
How are your new sneakers working out? The new little Air Jordans I got you? You like them?
Yeah. He stole that with the toy. My friend has stole it.
Did you see Daddy when he got home from work? Did you talk to him?
Yeah, that's not my daddy. And he been lying to you too, Mama. He not your husband.
He's, what do you mean? Well, come on. I got to run to the store and get something for dinner. You want to ride with me?
You ain't got no car.
Huh? I do have a car. What are you talking about, baby?
My friend that stole the toy and my sneakers.
Oh, God.
Your daddy stole your car.
Honey, what is wrong with you? It seems like you're not telling the truth. I don't want to say, you know, you're lying, but a lot of things aren't true that you're saying right now. What's happening? What's going on with you?
I'm just like my daddy.
You
ain't did nothing to him, so what you in my face for?
Baby, that's no way to talk to your mother. Now, you stop that. Or you're going to get a little spanking now. Stop that.
I don't want a little spanking, Mama.
Excuse me?
I don't want a little spanking, Mama.
What does that mean?
Spank me like Big Daddy.
All right, kid.
See, these are baby lies.
So these are baby lies, baby lies.
And I think her child, her son is on his way to being just like his
daddy.
Just like
the daddy.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Now, you say other than that, he's a great guy. How you know?
Yeah.
But I wonder if he's lying when he tell me he loves me. Of course. And he wants to be a family. Of course he wants to be a family. He never said he was with you, though.
Yeah, run for the hills. Because she's thinking about marrying this guy, you know.
He's lying to her.
You know how far you are from a ring with this dude? I promise you,
right,
on the day y'all supposed to get married, he going to go into his second coma.
Yeah, he's definitely going to be a no-show. All right, Steve, thank you. Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. And please don't forget to check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand. Now, coming up at 46 minutes after the hour, a French soccer player, guys, bit his opponent's private area. All right, we'll talk about it right after this.
Say it. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.